Boys, we embrace the underdog, band with us, and join the Gorilla Movement. As always, I'm your host, Jordan, and Lonnie's always with me.
Hey, guys. All right, well, welcome today on this new Gorilla edition, and we have Landon.
What's up, everybody? Today. We're
the
back.
Flavor Chemist, my favorite episode of the month.
That's
because
right.
We get to hang out with Landon.
Yes, we do.
I normally end up drinking a full serving of pre-workout while we're here.
We kind of need it today. Energy's a little low, so I need to get amped up.
All right, I like that. So before we jump into tasting this flavor and getting into all that, I want to remind you guys to subscribe to this YouTube channel. We need you guys' subscriptions so we can help spread this movement farther and farther and farther. So before we actually taste this product, Lonnie, we had some pretty good guesses.
We did.
About what the flavor was going to be this month.
So last week we threw up a post on Facebook and Instagram about what everyone's guesses were for the new flavor for December.
We got some good ones.
Yeah, a lot of them. We had a lot of peppermint and mint, but there was
peppermint and mint.
On Instagram,
people want to drink a candy cane.
They do.
I was gonna say that sounds like an amazing protein flavor. I don't know if that would be.
So we had pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Eggnog. Luke's boy, he guessed Smarties and sweet tarts. Or more peppermint. Someone guessed root beer. Crown Turk guessed root beer.
Root beer, good.
We actually, like 3 months ago, we created a flavor. We were just
messing around,
and it was like, this is Smarties.
Yeah.
We're like, this is
tastes like
Smarties.
Yeah.
But that one
That's
never came to be.
It's interesting the flavors you can come up with just by throwing things together.
When you're kind of messing around, and
but
you're like, man, that tastes pretty good.
It's kind of interesting. A lot of those guesses that were on there with the, eggnog or pumpkin. I've tried a variety of different concoctions just to see how it would taste, but... You know, some of these are a little bit harder to flavor than you'd actually think.
Yeah.
So you
it's
can tell us any flavor.
It there,
and it's
yeah.
not, yeah, so throw it in there. It tastes good. It takes a lot of revisions, a lot of work to actually dial in a flavor. So,
all right. Well, we're going to jump into how you dialed this one in.
Yeah.
But before we do that, tell us what it is and let's taste it.
All right. Let's get into it. Let's taste it.
Gin
and
juice.
Get some energy going. So this is gin and juice. Give you a little close-up visual. Gin and juice is a combination of orange and gin. So just like the alcohol beverage, huh?
So
we're bringing in the new year in the right way.
Perfect
we just
for
need
New
some
Year's,
Snoop Dogg here to give us an introduction, right?
Snoopaloo!
So
get us all turned up in the gym.
Let's get everyone a taste here.
Now, black and white video we have, but tell us a little bit about this color as it's
This is a super bright orange, which goes along perfectly with the flavor because the best way to describe the taste of this flavor is it's just a really natural orange taste, like as if you're biting into an orange that you just barely peeled that has a little bit of that skin on there. That's kind of from that gin flavor. We'll give it a little bit semi-bitter note, but it's not a bad bitter note. The orange juice just tastes super natural and fresh.
Yeah.
And it's just the perfect way to bring in the new year. I can't even explain it. This is a delicious flavor. Foams up just like real orange juice.
That's what I'm liking about this flavor is we've all had orange flavored stuff like Starburst or, I don't know, Tang or something. But this tastes like natural orange juice, like Florida orange juice or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's not that candy orange. It's real natural, almost like you're drinking orange juice with a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
I know. No, it really sounds weird.
Kind of want to keep drinking it.
It's got that little tinge of gin.
But guys, there's not real gin.
It. No, guys.
I promise. Yeah, so, man, this is a good flavor. Where'd you come up with the inspiration for this bad boy?
That's a good question. The song originally, Gin and Juice, always thought, what does gin and juice taste like? I'm not a huge, alcohol consumer myself, but so I don't even know if gin and juice is an actual alcohol like beverage you can go and purchase if you go and ask for gin and juice. But Snoop Dogg lays it out for us, and so I was like, well, we'll come up with our best concoction here of an orange gin type drink. And the best way I could describe it too is maybe people are used to drinking screwdrivers.
Yeah.
As far as alcohol drink,
I'll tell you what, that's what I got out of it is I've never had a gin and orange juice combo.
I have no idea.
But I have had a screwdriver before, and that's what this tastes like to me.
It's just like that.
Okay.
It's so
So, it's pretty bomb.
Yeah. So, I'd say that's where the inspiration came from.
Snoopaloop.
Mainly the song.
Snoopaloop.
It's a cool name. Always wanted to bring out a flavor that went along with that name. And this one, kick off the new year. That was another inspiration is this. We're bringing in the new year. Time to celebrate. Bring it out with the bang.
So, we were talking last time we had you on about Snozzberry, which was a big hit. And you said you got that one pretty quick.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, because I know these flavors take
a lot of time.
Different amount of times. Like, some are just like, man, that's done perfect. Others is like 2 weeks back there just trying. So, where was this one? Was it quick, fast, easy?
This one wasn't quick or fast or easy at all. This one took a lot of trial and error. I'm talking, this has been in the works off and on for months. It's been a project that we've had in a bunch of different flavor tests along the way the past 3 or 4 months, and finally done plenty of revisions, enough to get it dialed in to the point where we felt like it was ready to release. And so this one's been has given me a little bit of challenge, I guess you could say, as far as making the flavor pop and get it just right. So.
Well, I think this flavor in general, you don't want it to just taste like orange. Like I feel like you would need to take more time. So.
Yeah.
So we're hoping this one's successful, because it sounds like a lot of heart and tears,
soul
and blood.
Yeah.
TLC went into this bad boy. So that's exciting, man. I'm excited. I think it tastes really good. I think the coolest part about it is it's real natural. It's not candy or fake.
Artificial.
Yeah, it's sounds really good.
Yeah.
All right, I had one before we get too lost into talking about Landon. I do want to talk more about Landon, because, as you know, we're going to have Landon on the show every month.
Yeah, every time I release a new flavor, we'll have him on here with us.
So I feel like the fans are going to get to know you more than they will the average
Joe.
Average guest speaker, because you'll be on here once a month. So we'll probably just find out a little bit
more
about you today
each and
as
every
a person.
Time.
But I actually had someone ask me or ask us a question on Instagram, so I really want to answer this one. It's one of my favorite ones I've gotten so far. It is from, let's see, I got to scroll through. We got a lot of comments on this one. It is from Joe Pass 155. He says, "Oh, you guys are killing me. I got to drive 45 minutes to get it or wait days for it in the mailbox. Send some to Memphis stores."
Oh, okay.
This stuff looks good. So, here's my answer to that is we are doing our best to get this product everywhere we can, and we don't even want you guys to buy online. We want you to buy from stores around you. So the best thing I can say, if you don't have a store right next to you, go into any nutrition store and say, "You guys got to carry Black Market Labs."
Yeah, just be like, "Guys, I need this in my life. Let's get this ordered." Come on,
and I can guarantee we can get product to whatever store that is. It's
Absolutely.
Just they maybe haven't had contact with us yet. So send us over information about any store you want us to be in, or tell that store to get a hold of us.
Yeah, and we'll definitely make sure you get the stuff over so you guys can have access.
Yeah,
that's not. Drive 45 minutes.
Yeah,
that's a win-win for everybody. Not only the store gets to carry an awesome product,
yep.
But you know, Mr. Joe is going to have an amazing flavor to taste.
Yeah, it's a good
and
one.
So and everybody else that comes
Joe,
through that store. So
go to stores around you, walk in, and say, "I demand you carry Black Market products."
You got
to
demand, though. You can't just request. You got to set some demands. Put your foot down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Landon, besides, you know, drinking your gin and juice throughout the holiday weekend, what you got planned, man? What you know,
mainly drinking the gin and juice for sure. That's going
to
be along with the... Yeah, that's going to go along with the turkey dinner for sure, the gin and juice. I'm going to put it in like a little champagne glass and sip on that. Yeah, so we'll probably have a couple of glasses of that. Won't go to sleep that night, but for me, holidays coming up, Christmas, we always do just a casual little dinner at the house with family, and each year we invite a friend that's actually from Mexico over. He doesn't have any family here in the United States, and so... We kind of let him come over, let him enjoy the festivities with us and with my family. And so we just enjoy really good. My mom prepares obviously the most bomb food ever. I guess most people say that about their moms, but my mom makes an amazing turkey dinner. So looking forward to that. And as far as the new year coming in, you know, that one's just kind of play by ear. Each year is kind of, I could be at home or I could be downtown somewhere, just with the friends, with the homies, whatever.
Yeah, wherever
the wind takes you, really, yeah.
I like that. So we just got a couple more questions. I was just surfing through our Instagram while you were talking there.
Okay.
And almost the same answer. I had two more people ask me, "How do I get this in my store?" They were individual store owners. So if you do own a store and you want to carry our product and you haven't talked to us, just send us an email at blackmarketlabs@customerservice.com. And they'll get you hooked up with Carlos. He's our VP of sales, and we'll get you going. That's a real simple one, real easy one. We really want to do that for you guys.
No.
So, if you own a store and need product, hit us up. All right, Lonnie, anything else on Instagram going on out there?
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to our marketing head, Paul. If you guys saw the design of what the gin and juice looked like, we actually threw
it looked good, huh?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
We want to put it on a shirt. I think so.
Yeah, I like it because it was real classy, like
kind of
gin
really
label.
Like, yeah, old school,
like an old
rustic,
old school gin label. So
yeah.
That worked out really well for
good
us,
old,
man.
Good old Paul, graphic design. He's yeah. the man.
We're going to have Paul on the show pretty quick here on Black Market Day. But, yeah, man, I'm excited. I ask you this question every time we do one of these episodes. I know it's a hard one for you to answer. But where does this match Weed? Up? Via scale 1 to 10, where are you putting this bad geez. Boy?
You always put me on the spot with
I
this
know,
question.
I know, man.
You know?
People want to know. They
so
want
a lot of these are my babies, you know, and they take a lot of time to prepare and make. And so
they want the honest truth like, out there.
Oh, man. Well, this one ranks for me, honestly. I'd say in the top, you know, at least top four flavors that we've done or that I've created personally. And so let's rank it up there. Snozzberry was really amazing. Snozzberry. They're just also different and versatile. And just like everybody has their own mixture of taste buds of what they prefer.
What they like.
So, I mean, if you like a natural orange juice flavor, you're going to love this flavor. Snozzberry, you know, was a little bit... You know, different with the boysenberry, apricot, peach
feel.
Like
you
know?
It was like a sweet candy, yeah, was, which yeah. was good. And but this is just yeah. on the other side of the palate, I would say.
I mean,
say.
Hard apple cider was a huge hit. The that fact that you could drink it, you know, warm. Yeah. Never been done before with That's any other pre-workout. And so I was, you know, I'm pretty excited about that idea that I had.
I was going to say, that's probably creative. The coolest thing. That's probably the coolest thing I've seen come out of your lab is hard apple cider I thought was really good, cold. But the fact that you could do it warm, which I've never seen in a pre-workout before. So, yeah, warm apple cider was...
Yeah, and it even tasted better warm.
That's what I mean. It tasted like real, like, opinion. Apple cider when you were little, like the Mott's. The Mott's apple cider.
I think we should set up a stand and go sell that one outside. These,
yeah.
That'd be
so great. It hasn't even been cold in Utah.
Yeah,
here.
It really hasn't. Not yet.
Christmas is in like 3 days.
I think we get a lot of customers, though, because, you know, not only the taste would be great, but they're going to be coming back for them stems, you know? Going to be feeling a little happy that day. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, where are we at on time there, Kinger? About 5 more minutes. These episodes with Landon will be a little bit faster than most episodes we do, just because we do get to see you every month, so... Which is great. I love it. But, you know, we'll run out of things to talk about a little bit faster. But I just want to remind you guys, we want those questions live.
Yeah, guys, keep asking us questions. We're getting more questions every week, which is wonderful. We want to interact with you guys and give you what you want to hear. So.
Yeah. And we usually put up a post maybe a day or two before the show.
Just to kind of get that flow going.
To get the flow. So look for that post. But if you come up with a random question and that post isn't up yet, just post it on anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lonnie will find it, she'll find it and write it down.
Shout
and yeah. And then also I wanted to say I've been trying my hardest. I'm not the best at this audio technician stuff. I like to come on here and talk. I'm good at that. But when
the
I actually figure out
things,
how to make it all work and go through the video camera stuff, I'm not the best at that. So I've been trying to set up iTunes podcast, which I think I'm successful. So get on there, subscribe to our podcast on your iTunes. If you can't watch it on YouTube, or maybe you want both going, starting with this week's, we'll be uploading every week to iTunes.
So they'll search Black Market Labs and
search
they find it.
Black Market Labs, one word, and that's it. Okay, so let's go through every Friday. We give we have Stack 3D gives out a winner. So let's have Lonnie search and find who that winner is, and then we're. Yeah, you find it through Stacked, or maybe we can get our producer to
everybody knows what
to
Stacked
help us
is,
out
right?
behind us. We've oh, Stacked 3D. So if you don't remember, I don't think we've
stacked.
Talked about
.com.
It. Yeah, it's Stacked. Is
well,
it S?
They call it Stacked, but it's like S-T-A-C-K.
3D.com.
Yeah, I think
it's probably the best supplement review.
Yeah, like blog
site
blog site.
Found.
That talks
and the
about
thing I love about him
products.
Is he is super non-biased.
Yeah, everything.
Like whether it's us supporting us or. Even Optimum Nutrition or something. He's just super non-biased, tells you how it is truthfully and gives you great information.
Yeah.
But every Friday he does a giveaway and picks a winner to win a free bottle of Black Market Labs.
Yeah, it looks like this last week's winner was Michael L. Lund, who lives in Oregon.
Oregon. He's getting lucky.
Oregon, yep.
All right, Michael, congrats,
right on,
man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, when you get that package, go ahead and throw up a pic on Instagram, tag us. And also, we want to find a way to, because again, we've touched that like 5 times on the show. We want you guys to interact. We want to find a way to congratulate or support the best interaction.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to think of a giveaways to start to do with these shows to help you guys just interact and kind of support that. So
and other stuff shout you guys out on Instagram and Facebook. If you have pictures, tag us. If you have the product and they're even better, like you have your bottle of adrenaline and you're hitting us with a flex, that's perfect.
Yeah.
We want to do like Flex Fridays, Motivation Mondays, Woman Crush Wednesdays, all that good stuff.
Yeah, jump. We're jumping on that. Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. And as we come up with new ideas and stuff to incorporate you guys in this show and stuff, we'll definitely let you guys know.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, it's been fun. I think we're gonna wrap this episode up.
Yeah, it's been fun being back.
So thanks for coming on, man. We'll see you in one more month. I know.
I hope you guys enjoy the flavors. I'm always excited to hear the reviews. And so bringing the new year with a bang and started out right with this flavor.
They ship out today, so they'll be in stores 2 days from now.
Yep.
Or if you are buying online, it goes on sale at 1 o'clock today. So get on and get it. But thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, Black Market Labs, we embrace the underdog. Band with us and join the guerrilla movement.
Peace.
All right, guys. See you next week.